The Greens have announced an $85 million package they say will help farmers bypass the two big supermarkets. Under the four-year plan, the money would be used as grants for new farmers' markets, mobile markets and community food box schemes, as well as creating producer cooperatives. Green Senator Peter Whish-Wilson says under the plan, farmers would benefit by getting a premium for their produce.
This plan's been sold around the country as being a way of trying to help farmers go direct to market. Now, there's no doubt that it's not going to immediately take all farmers direct to market. It's going to be a staged process, and it's an alternative pathway, if you like, to, you know, to growing demand for your product and getting sales. And I think everyone should engage with it and actually look at it as a positive. Just because something is the way it is doesn't mean it has to be that way in the future. We need to embrace change and look at different solutions. Basically, going through supermarkets, I mean, looking at different ways to go directly to restaurants, for example, or directly to customers is exactly what farmers need to do. Good at growing things, they've been doing it for hundreds of years, but they're not that good at actually marketing things. And we've had the same issue with King Island. We're looking at re-establishing an abattoir there.
Green Senator Peter Whish-Wilson on the $85 million scheme for farmers to market their produce directly to consumers to avoid the supermarkets. The CEO of the Tasmanian Farmers and Graziers Association, Jan Davis, has told ABC News the plan might be good in theory, but it doesn't take into account the realities of commercial agriculture.
The Greens have a particular view of the world, and that includes a focus on people wanting to be closer to their food, and that's something we welcome and we certainly support. But it doesn't address the broader issues of the realities of commercial agriculture.
Jen Davis, the CEO of the Tasmanian Farmers and Graziers. Well, ultimately, the success of the Greens' $85 million package lies with consumers. Alexandra Blucher asked a few Hobart locals about what drives their food shopping choices.
I'm Bob Clark and I come from Moona.
Where do you do your shopping?
Woolworths at Newtown, mainly because it's convenient. I think that probably farmers' markets would be good if they were conveniently placed, as far as we're concerned. Delivery of food items is a good idea, particularly given the age of me and my wife, and it may become much more convenient in the future for us to have food delivered. But at the present moment, the supermarkets are quite okay. How long that's going to continue, given our age, is another matter. But I believe anything that can be done to increase farmers' income and reduce the price to the consumer is a very good idea. In fact, it's important in the present economic state of the nation.
Laura Stafferton, I live in Dunearn. I shop at Coles for kind of general groceries, and then for food and things I shop at the Fresh supermarket. I think it's important to get Australian produce, and often the big supermarkets don't have Australian produce. They get it from other places. So I like to buy seasonal produce from places like Fresh that get it from Australia.
What's your take on farmers markets? Would you like to have more access to farmers markets and buy directly from the farmer?
I really like the idea of farmers markets. I don't often get to go to them because I'm really busy on weekends and things because I'm a student. But yeah, I think having more access to farmers' markets is a really good thing because the farmers are getting direct profit from what they're selling and what they produce.
What's your take on food boxes directly from farmers to consumers?
Food box deliveries could be a really good thing because it's also the issue of convenience. People don't have to go out and take the time to go to the markets. They can just get it delivered to their homes, so it could be a really good thing to get people to buy more produce from the farmers.
My name is Michael Stringer and I live at Chigwell. I buy food from a variety of sources, usually Woolworths, sometimes Coles, and also go to A1 fruit markets. And yeah, my parents have a bit of a farm, hobby farm, so I get a lot of veggies and fruit from them.
How important is it to you to know where your food comes from?
I prefer to know where my food comes from. I try to buy Australian-made, Australian-grown whenever I can. I think it's really important that we secure our food source in Australia. So with the announcement that the Greens have had to introduce more fruit and veg markets, I think that would be a good thing.
How important is price and convenience when you're buying food?
Price and convenience is quite important because with family growing up, it can be difficult to shop locally and so having a one place to buy things can be quite convenient with a small family.
Polly and I live in South Hobart. I buy my vegetables at vegetable shops or farmers markets as much as I can. I buy meats, organic meats. If I can get them fresh from a farmer, I will. Down at Cygnet, you can do that. And I buy my fish from fish punts. This is the way I shop because the quality is better and I feel I'm getting a better product. Price is important, but if I'm getting a quality product, I prefer to have less of it and better quality rather than have more at a cheaper price. If there is more availability, I'd definitely shop there and it would be more convenient.
So what do you think about food box delivery?
Well, for me, probably I wouldn't access food box delivery because I like to choose what I want at the time, and sometimes they're too big as well and I don't want wastage. But I would access it if it was the only way I could get fresh fruit and veg.
That's Polly from South Hobart ending that report from Alexandra Blucher, who asked a few locals about what drives their food shopping choices.